News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Some Democrats are voicing concerns the problems surrounding Joe Biden's re-election campaign could haunt the party all the way through the November election. Bob Agnew reports.
Some leading Democrats are worried Biden's problems may also impact down-ballot candidates. That includes some in races key to the party's chances for holding the Senate and retaking the House. Democrat Senator Peter Welch of Vermont pulls no punches when he says the age issue just isn't going to go away. Each day is a day older. Just hours before he became the first Senate Democrat to call on the president to withdraw, Welch said of the intra-party turmoil, quote, sooner is better than later to have this resolved. Bob Agnew reporting.
More than a million CenterPoint Energy customers were without electricity midday Thursday as the Houston, Texas community struggles to recover from Hurricane Beryl. Houston Mayor John Whitmire says they're urging the major electric company to speed up the rate of power restorations, citing the danger posed by darkened streets.
I know what a dark neighborhood looks like. I live in one. We live in Houston. So what Houstonians are experiencing, all of us in this room that live in Houston are experiencing. We want to provide public safety. Electricity is right there as a priority with public safety.
CenterPoint hit its initial goal of restoring power to at least 1 million by the end of Wednesday, getting close to the halfway mark of total restoration. CenterPoint plans to have power back to 400,000 more customers by the end of Friday and another 350,000 customers by the end of the day Sunday. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 32 points, the Nasdaq dropped 364, the S&P lower by 49. This is SRN News. Some Christians are missing in Vietnam, SRN's Bill Alexander reports.
A group of 11 Vietnamese Christians are reported missing after being sentenced to 90 years in prison. According to the Christian Post, these individuals arrested between 2011 and 2016 include six Protestants and five Catholics, now unaccounted for in the Southeast Asian nation's prison system. All of them were part of the churches that were not officially recognized by the Vietnamese government, which frequently targets such groups under accusations of undermining national unity policy. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
The Dagar Protestants are an indigenous group in Vietnam's Central Highlands that were historically allied with the U.S. during the Vietnam War and are known for their Christian faith. Terror attacks are forcing determined Nigerian Christians to close 70 churches. Those churches are in Nigeria's Plateau State. This is SRN News. There's prison time coming for a Philadelphia labor union power broker.
A former Philadelphia labor leader who wielded significant clout in Pennsylvania politics has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. He bribed a city council member and stole nearly $600,000 from the union he ran for nearly 30 years. John Daugherty was convicted in December of embezzlement, conspiracy, and dozens of other counts in a 2019 indictment. He was accused of using the politically powerful electricians union as his personal bank account and a source for jobs for family and friends. I'm Shelley Adler.
A New York City jury has been told it will begin deliberating criminal charges against Senator Bob Menendez at his bribery trial on Friday after hearing instructions on the law. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.